Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gopaguru Shama Kundra Radha Gidugura Dhamma Jaya Sri Vrindavan Dhamma Jaya Nagara Dhamma Jaya Gangita Manatosi Vati Devi Jaya Ananda Mali Vaishnava Vrindavan Jaya Samadhastha Bhakta Vrindavan Jaya
of elder brothers, Prayana, path, and Brata, brother, one who anuchisitati follows knowing religious principles, son, that punya bandhu, highly pious, purusha, person, gods of the wind, Saha, with Modate, enjoys life. Translation, a brother aware of the principles of religion follows the footsteps of the elder brothers because of being highly elevated. Such a pious brother gets the opportunity to associate and enjoy with the demigods like Maruts, who are all affectionate for the brothers. Or part of growing to their belief in the various material relationships, people are promoted to various plans. Here it is said that one who is very faithful to his brothers should follow a path similar to theirs. You get the opportunity for promotion to Marudloka. Narada Muni advised Prajapati Daksha second group to follow the elder brothers and be promoted to the spiritual world. Text 32, Sukadeva Goswami continued, O best of the advanced Aryans, after saying this much to the sons of Prajapati Daksha, Narada Muni, whose merciful glance never goes in vain, left as he had planned. The sons of Daksha followed their elder brothers, not attempting to produce children that abuse themselves in Krishna consciousness. The Savalasvas took to the correct path, which is obtainable by a mode of life meant to achieve devotional service for the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Like knights that have gone to the west, they have not returned even until now. At this time, Prajapati Daksha observed many inauspicious signs, and he heard second group of sons of Savalaspas had followed the path of their elder brothers in accordance with the instructions of Narada. When he heard that the Sahalaspas had also left this world to engage in devotional service, Daksha was angry at Narada and he almost fainted due to lamentation. When Daksha met Narada, Daksha's lips began trembling in anger and he spoke as follows. Prabhupada Krishna Chakravarti Thakur comments that Narada Muni had delivered the entire family of Swayambhuva Manavi Gita, Priyavrata, and Uttanapada. He had delivered Uttanapada's son Dhruva and had even delivered Prachinabari, who was engaged in spiritual activities. Nevertheless, he did not deliver Prajapati Daksha. Prajapati Daksha saw Narada before him because Narada had personally come to deliver him. Narada Muni took the opportunity to approach Prajapati Daksha and his bereavement because the time of bereavement is a suitable time for appreciating bhakti yoga. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, four kinds of men, artha, artharthi, jigyasu, and jnani, try to understand devotional service. Prajapati Daksha was in great distress because of the loss of his sons, and therefore Narada took the opportunity to instruct him regarding liberation from material bondage. Prajapati Daksha said, "Ah, alas, Narada Muni, you wear the dress of a saintly person, but you are not actually a saint. Indeed, although you are now in grihastha life, although I am in grihastha life, I am a saintly person. By showing my sons the path of renunciation, you have done me an abominable injustice." Wherefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "Sannyas sira alpa chitra sarvavati God. In society, one will find many sannyasis, vanaprasas, grihasas, and brahmacharis. If all of them properly live in accordance with their duties, they are sentenced to be sadhus. Prajapati Daksha was certainly a sadhu because he had executed such great austerities that the Supreme Personality of God and Lord Vishnu had appeared before him. Nevertheless, he had a fault-finding mentality. He improperly thought Narada needed to be a sadhu and not a saint, because Narada had foiled his intentions. Designed to train his sons to become grihasas fully equipped with knowledge, Daksha had sent him to execute austerities at Narayana's arms. Narada Muni, however, taking advantage of the highly elevated position in austerity, instructed him to become Vaishnavas in the renounced order. This is the duty of Narada Muni and his followers. We must show everyone the path of renouncing this material world and returning home back to Godhead. Prajapati Daksha, however, could not see the exaltedness of the duties of Narada Muni performed in relation to his sons. Unable to appreciate Narada Muni's behavior, Daksha accused Narada of being asadhu. The words Bhikshur Marga, the path of renounced order, are very significant in this regard. A sannyasi is called Tridandi Bhikshu because his duty is to beg alms from the homes of grihasthas and give the grihasthas spiritual instructions. A sannyasi is allowed to beg from door to door, but a grihastha cannot do so. Grihasthas may earn their livelihood according to the four divisions of spiritual life. A Brahmana grihastha may earn his living by becoming a learned scholar and teaching people in general how to worship the Supreme Personality of God. He may also assume the duty of worship himself. Therefore, it is said that only Brahmanas may engage in deity worship and they may accept as prasad whatever people offer the deity. Although a Brahmana may sometimes accept charity, it is not for his personal gain, but for the worship of the deity. Thus, a Brahmana does not stock anything for his future use. Similarly, Kshatriyas may collect taxes from citizens and they must also protect the citizens, enforce rules, regulations, and maintain law and order. Vaishyas should earn their livelihood through agriculture and crop protection, and Sudras should maintain their livelihood by serving the three higher castes. Unless one becomes a Brahmana, one cannot take sannyas. Sannyasis and brahmacharis may beg alms door to door, but a grihastha cannot. Prajapati Daksha condemned Narada Muni because Narada, a brahmachari, who could beg from door to door, had made sannyasis of Daksha's sons who were being trained to be grihasthas. Daksha was extremely angry at Narada because he thought that Narada had done him a great injustice. According to Daksha's opinion, Narada Muni had misled Daksha's inexperienced sons. Daksha regarded the sons as innocent boys, misled by Narada, showed them the renounced order of life. Because of all of these considerations, Prajapati Daksha charged that Narada Muni was a sadhu and should not have adopted the dress of a sadhu. Sometimes a saintly person is misunderstood by grihasthas, especially when he instructs their young sons to accept Krishna consciousness. Generally, grihastha thinks that unless one enters grihastha life, he can renounced order. If a young man immediately adopts the path of the renounced order in accordance with the instructions of a guard or a member of the succession, his parents feel very angry. This same phenomenon is occurring in our Krishna consciousness school because we are instructing all the young boys in Western countries to follow the path of renunciation. We allow Grihastha life, but a Grihastha also follows the path of renunciation. Even if Grihastha has to give up so many bad habits that his parents think his life has been practically destroyed. We allow no meat eating, no illicit sex, no gambling, and no intoxication. Consequently, the parents wonder how, if there are so many no's, one's life can be positive. In Western countries, especially, these four prohibited activities practically constitute the life and soul of the modern population. Therefore, parents sometimes dislike our movement, just as Prajapati Daksha dislike the activities of Narada and accuse Narada of dishonesty. Nonetheless, although parents may be angry at us, we must perform our duty without hesitation because we are the descendants of the succession from Narada Muni. People addicted to household or life wonder how one can give up enjoyment of Grihastha life, which is a concession for sex enjoyment, simply become a mendicant in Krishna consciousness. They do not know that the household concession for sex life cannot be regulated unless one accepts the life of a mendicant. The Vedic civilization therefore enjoins that at the end of one's 50th year, one must give up household life. This is compulsory, however, because modern civilization has missed that householders want to remain in family life until death, and therefore they are suffering. In such cases, the disciples of Narada Muni advise all the members of the younger generation to join the Krishna conscious movement immediately. There is nothing wrong with this. So Prajapati Daksha said, "Alas, Narada Muni, you wear the dress of a saintly person, but you are not actually a saint. Although I am now in Grihastha life, I am a saintly person. By showing my sons the path of renunciation, you have done me an abominable injustice." So in spite of the fact that Narada Muni had shown mercy to the sons of Daksha twice, and actually shown mercy to Daksha by appearing before him, we see here that in both cases, Daksha was not very learned and was actually proud. Though he had fulfilled his own duties, still he should not have acted improperly or thought badly of Narada, since Narada was actually a superior. We see that when Narada comes to meet Krishna, Krishna worships him and respects him. When Narada Muni comes to Daksha, Daksha curses him. And even the first Daksha was not satisfied with the actions of Narada Muni, who was lamented. The second time, he actually cursed and criticized Narada. So this shows his position in relation to others. Prabhupada mentions here the descendants of Swayambhu Manu, like Priyavrata and Dhruva. They all got benefit from Narada's instructions, and everyone respected Narada. But here, Daksha, this is much later, this Daksha appears in Chakshusha Manvantara, which is the sixth Manvantara. Swayambhu's Manvantara is the first Manvantara in the day of Brahma. So in the sixth Manvantara, this Daksha, after he attained this form, after he recovered from getting the goat head, he was born as a normal person, and he began producing population at Chakshusha Manvantara. But still, he was not proper. Actually, originally he was beheaded by Shiva because of the improper conduct. So here also, he shows improper conduct by insulting Narada, saying he's a sadhu. And saying on the other hand, he is a sadhu, he himself is a sadhu, and Narada is not. All because of attachment to his own sons, attachment to his own purposes. So though Daksha was Prajapati and therefore had to do his duty, if one is in that position, he should also understand that, relatively speaking, his position is inferior. Because, as I mentioned yesterday, the whole purpose of producing the population is to liberate the population. And if if they don't get liberated, what is the use of the population? In other words, if everyone ends up in Narakaloka, what is the whole purpose of producing a big population? Just to populate the hellish planets. This is not useful at all. So the whole purpose of human population especially is to elevate them to higher consciousness. So unfortunately, Daksha did not see that. He was focused simply on this one little project to produce the progeny and not seeing the larger picture. And in the process of doing so, he showed his bad quality of pride. Due to his pride in his position, he could not understand the value of spiritual life and the great position of Narada Muni. And therefore, instead of accepting the actions of Narada, he insulted Narada and criticized him. So this is an example of sadhu-ninda, criticizing the sadhu. So for a devotee, this is injurious. It creates an obstacle to his life. Daksha, of course, was, we can say, some sort of devotee because he got his position due to worshipping the Supreme Lord also. So therefore, this is not a good type of conduct for Daksha. If he carries out the sadhu-ninda, a very, very difficult form to advance in terms of devotion. Narada Muni, on the other hand, because he is sadhu, does not mind the curse or the insult. In fact, he takes everything as a blessing. So therefore, Narada's part, of course, he showed exemplary conduct by not being disturbed by the conduct of Daksha. At the same time, Narada Muni was also fixed in his particular mission, which is to preach the glories of the Supreme Lord everywhere. And he could not be discouraged by the conduct or the words of Daksha. So in other words, Daksha's words actually were useless in terms of trying to stop Narada Muni. At the same time, they're very detrimental for his own advancement. So in other words, by his conduct, he did not help anything. He didn't get his sons back, he didn't stop Narada Muni, and on the other hand, he harmed his own spiritual position. So, this is an example of misfortune, where a person gets the advantage of good association, but unfortunately does not appreciate it, and instead causes sadhu-ninda, and therefore is unable to advance spiritually. So therefore, we can learn from this that we have to be very careful in dealing with others. And be very careful in our own conduct, not disturb others unnecessarily. Thinking that our particular service or our particular activity is interrupted by somebody else's and therefore we condemn the other person or whatever. All of this is due to pride. Of course, the devotees are in a more difficult position, perhaps, also dangerous position, because they can always say, well, I'm doing devotional service. It's because of this that I'm doing this. So they can always use that excuse, which is true in one sense, but if that devotional service is motivated by material emotions or pride or whatever, then it actually loses its value. Powerless to help us advance. Instead of helping us advance, we create apparatus, and therefore we don't advance, we get demoted, devolve instead of evolve. So, therefore, the devotee has to be very careful that in execution of devotional service, he never takes a position of pride and thinking he is a doer of something, or that he has to do this.
So that, of course, has been emphasized by our acharyas, and therefore we recite the Namaparas all the time. All of this creates a problem for bhakti. Now, the solution, of course, is not very difficult also. The solution actually is simply to follow the conduct of bhakti, the proper conduct, and then none of this happens anyway. So we actually understand the nature of bhakti and we do devotional service in that mood, and then it's impossible for us to commit the aparas. And as Lord Chaitanya says, that to chant the holy name constantly, one has to be humble than a blade of grass, more tolerant than a tree, and not expect honor and be honored to all others. So that's a prior condition for chanting. So if we follow that conduct, then what is the danger of aparas at all? But if we forget that, then of course our so-called bhakti will be superficial, and then it'll be subject to all sorts of faults and aparas, etc. And consequently, we are dissatisfied and everyone else is dissatisfied. So then it becomes a problem. But therefore we have to be intelligent enough to examine our own execution of bhakti and see that it is proper. And that is the solution to all the problems. A person like Daksha didn't analyze his own situation properly. He was thinking in terms of externally what he had to do rather than what his own motives were. And therefore, he fell into this position of fitness. It depends on the interference, what it is. There's all sorts of interference. If someone is trying to correct a service to make it proper, you may say, that's interference, then that's wrong. If you can do the service better and somebody's trying to correct it, then that interference is good. On the other end, if you do a good service and somebody's trying to make it worse, that's the interference. Yeah, and therefore, one should tell them that the person, that the service is okay. In any case, one doesn't have to become disturbed by the situation. Because, as we say, one should be more tolerant than a tree. Yeah, well, that is the nature of time. Of course, the devotee has to be skillful. Daksha means skillful, actually. So the devotee also has to be skillful and has to be intelligent. If we are unfortunate not to have skill and not to have intelligence, then, of course, we have to make a lot of mistakes or lose a lot of opportunities. Nevertheless, Krishna also tolerates that. The main idea, of course, is that in spite of one's lack of intelligence or lack of skill or whatever, if one has sincerity for the Lord also accepts that. So, in other words, the Lord is most intelligent, most expert, so if you can't do it, the Lord will do it for you. He's also there, he also makes arrangements. But if one is not sincere and also not intelligent, not skillful, then of course one can cause a lot of disasters, confusions, problems. So, of course, the devotee has to try his best, endeavor as part of the test, or the challenge for the devotee, that he has to endeavor to do his best, or whatever. And if he makes mistakes, to try to correct the mistakes. As Krishna says, every endeavor in the material world has some fault to it. Let's see. cannot be perfect in the material world. As far as bhakti is concerned, of course, we're not in 100% pure bhakti, which is only there in prema. But Krishna is more merciful, and even if there are mistakes, still, the Supreme Lord forgives that, as long as sincerity is there in the bhakti. But if that's not there, then of course, one has to suffer a lot of karma. So, well, of course, there's two things. The movement itself is organization. So if we think it's his bhakti, then we don't have an organization. Just a lot of people everywhere doing their own bhakti. So organization necessarily means there has to be some order there, and some intelligence is necessary in order to put that order there. Yeah. So that endeavor has to be there. How Daksha will react, nobody really knows. So Narada, of course, is very knowledgeable, but at the same time, one cannot predict the reaction of a certain person. Maybe he has a change of heart and he'll say, oh, very nice, now all my sons are liberated. But of course, he didn't do that. So in other words, he didn't pass the test. It was no loss for Narada Muni. It was only Daksha's loss that he had to commit on the run.
Tantra,